Time now for Ask the Expert on WFIR. My guest this morning is Connie Gulick with Gulick Capital. Connie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing fine.
Connie, good to talk with you this morning. As we get underway this morning, very important question. What happens, Connie, if someone dies without a will? Who decides where their assets go? And then, Connie, could it create unexpected problems for the family?
Well, Joey, many people assume that a will determines where all of their property goes after they die. In reality, a will only controls certain assets. A will is an important legal document, but many assets never pass through a will. Property owned jointly with rights of survivorship passes automatically to the surviving owner. That's often a home or bank accounts for a married couple. Retirement accounts, life insurance policies, and bank and brokerage accounts with beneficiary designations or payable on death and transfer on death registrations also transfer directly to the named beneficiary. Property held in a trust is distributed according to the trust document. Only property that is owned in your name alone without a beneficiary designation will transfer through your will at your death. If you die without a valid will, Virginia law, not you, decides who inherits the property that remains. Lawyers call this dying intestate. In many cases, a surviving spouse inherits everything under Virginia succession rules. However, if you have children from a previous relationship, Virginia law divides the estate between your spouse and your children. If you're unmarried, your children generally inherit first. If there are no children, the law moves to parents, then siblings, and their descendants. Virginia has a default estate plan for everyone who dies without a will. The problem is the state's plan may not reflect your wishes. That's why beneficiary designations, trusts, and joint ownership are valuable planning tools, but they should work together with a properly drafted will. A will ensures that any assets not transferred by beneficiary designation, joint ownership, or trust pass according to your wishes, not according to Virginia's default rules.
Such an important discussion this morning. Connie, if our listeners would like to reach out to you with questions, how can they do so?
They can reach us at 540-772-4545, 540-772-4545.
And this has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.